The Fool. Read. Toulouse blinked at me the next morning, his baguette still caught between his teeth. Hastily, he tore off a chunk, chewed, and swallowed, then choked. Terry thumped his back with silent laughter. I still hadn't heard him speak a word. Come again? Your tattoo, I repeated stiffly. Heat crept up my neck at the awkwardness. I'd never needed to make friends before. I'd never even needed to get to know someone. I'd simply always known Celie and Jean-Luc and Lou. Suffice it to say, there'd never been any awkward silences in our relationship. She always filled them. What does it mean? Toulouse's black eyes still watered. Straight to the personal questions, eh? It's on your face. Touché. He grinned, contorting the tattoo on his cheek. Small, golden, a rose. It gleamed metallic. When I'd sat next to him and his brother to break my fast, it had been the first thing I'd seen, the first question out of my mouth. My neck still burned. Perhaps it hadn't been the right question to ask. Perhaps it had been too personal. How could I have known? He'd inked the thing right on his cheek. Across the fire, Madame Lebelle ate her morning meal, Cantal cheese and salted ham, with Zena and Seraphine. Clearly, she hoped to befriend them like she hoped I'd befriend the Saint-Martins. Her attempts had been met with more enthusiasm than my own. Zena preened under her praise, swelling like a peacock. Even Seraphine seemed reluctantly pleased at the attention. Behind them, Beau cursed. Devereaux had coerced him into helping with the horses, and it sounded as though he'd just stepped in dung. My morning could have been worse. Slightly mollified, I returned my attention to Toulouse and Terry. When they'd entered the amber wagon last night, I'd feigned sleep, torn with indecision. It still didn't sit right, my mother's plan. It still felt deceitful to feign friendship. But if deceit would defeat Morgan, if it would help Lou, I could pretend. I could tolerate magic. I could befriend whoever wielded it here. Toulouse drew a deck from his pocket, flicking a single card toward me. I caught it instinctively. In thick paints of black, white, and gold, the card depicted a boy standing on a cliff. He held a rose in his hand. A dog stood at his feet. My first instinct was to recoil. The church had never tolerated tarot cards. The archbishop had counseled King Auguste to ban all variety of them from Caesarea years ago. He'd claimed their divination mocked the omniscience of God. He'd claimed those who partook in them would be damned to hell. He'd claimed so many things. I cleared my throat, feigning interest. What is it? The Fool. Toulouse tapped the rose on his cheek. First card I ever drew. I inked it as a reminder of my innocence. My eyes honed in on his hands. Black symbols decorated the skin there, one tattoo on each of his knuckles. I vaguely recognized a bolt of lightning, a shield. The major arcana cards, he explained. 22 in all. 10 on my fingers, 10 on my toes, 1 on my cheek, and 1 elsewhere. He expected a laugh at that. Too late, I forced a chuckle. The sound came out dry, rough, like a cough. He and Terry exchanged an amused glance at my expense, and I ground my teeth in frustration. I didn't know what to say. Didn't know how to transition smoothly to another topic. God, why wouldn't they say something? Another silence threatened to loom. Panicked, I glanced at my mother, who stared at me in disbelief. When she waved her hand impatiently, mouthing, "Go on," Zena didn't hide her snicker. Seraphine, however, pulled a Bible from her bag and started reading. My stomach clenched. I trailed off, not quite sure how to finish.
Are you both witches? How long have you known? Did your powers manifest after brutally killing your patriarch? Will you join us in a battle to the death against Morgan?
Each question rattled around my brain, but somehow I didn't think they'd appreciate them. Unfortunately, they didn't seem inclined to end my suffering either. And their smiles, They were almost too benign, like they enjoyed watching me squirm. I probably tried to kill them at some point. Turning quickly to Terry, I blurted, "What's your act?" Terry's eyes, black and fathomless, bore into my own. He didn't answer. I cringed in the silence. My voice had been too loud, too curt, a shout instead of a civil question. At least Beau hadn't yet returned to witness my failure. He would have laughed himself hoarse. The mighty Ree Diggory, youngest captain of the chasseurs, recipient of 4 medals of honor for bravery and outstanding service, laid low at last by small talk with strangers. What a joke. "He doesn't speak," Toulouse said after another painful moment. "Not like you and I do." I latched onto his answer like a lifeline. "Why not?" "Curiosity killed the cat, you know." With a flick of his wrist, he cut the cards, shuffling them with lightning speed. I returned his polite smile with one of my own. "I'm not a cat." "Fair enough." He bridged the deck together. "My brother and I are resident psychics here at Troupe de Fortune."
"Psychics, that's right.
I'm reading your thoughts at this very moment, but I promise not to share. Spilling a person's secrets is a lot like spilling their blood. Once it's done, it's done. There's no going back."
I frowned. They weren't the same thing at all.
"Have you ever spilled blood?"
His gaze flicked to Terry for half a second, less than half a second, but I still saw. He kept smiling.
"That's none of your business, friend."
I stared at him.
Psychics. That sounded like magic to me.
My gaze flicked surreptitiously over their clothes. Unlike the others, theirs were dark, simple, unremarkable. The clothing of men who didn't want to be remembered. I leaned closer under the pretense of examining Toulouse's deck. This close, I could smell the faint earth on his shirt, the even fainter sweetness on his skin, his hair.
"You admit it, then,"
I said carefully. The scent itself wasn't proof. It could have lingered on him from another. Claude himself had a peculiar smell.
"You use magic."
Toulouse stopped shuffling. If possible, his smile grew, like he'd been waiting for this. Wariness tightened my neck, my shoulders, as he resumed snapping his cards.
"An interesting question from a chasseur."
"I'm not a chasseur," the tightness built. "Not anymore."
"Really?"
He held a card in the air, its face pointed away from me.
"Tell me, what card is this?"
I stared at him, confused.
"Your reputation precedes you, Captain Diggory."
He slipped it back into the deck, still smiling, always smiling.
"I was there, you know, in Gavaudan."
My heart skipped a painful beat.
"Troupe de Fortune had just finished our last performance of the season. There was one boy in the audience. Couldn't have been more than 16, who just adored the cards. He must have visited us, what, 3 times that night?"
He looked to Terry, who nodded.
"He couldn't afford a full spread, so I pulled a single card for him each time. The same card for him each time."
His smile hardened into a grimace, as did mine. My shoulders ached with tension. In the next second, however, he brightened once more.
"I couldn't show it to him, of course. It would have frightened him out of his wits. The next morning, we found him dead along the side of Les Dents, left to rot in the sun like roadkill. A chasseur had cut off his head. I heard he leveraged it for a pretty captaincy." "Let me tell you."
Toulouse shook his head, scratched his neck absently.
"The beast of Gavaudan didn't take it well. A friend of mine said you could hear his howls of rage and grief all the way in Caesarean."
I cast a furtive glance at my mother. He still saw. Leaning forward on his elbows, he spoke softly.
She doesn't know, does she? None of them do. For someone who has never performed, you're doing a fine job of it.
Significance laced his voice. I didn't like his implication. Terry watched us impassively.
They think Blaze will help you kill Morgan,
Toulouse said, leaning closer still.
But I don't think Blaze will ever ally with the man who killed his son. Perhaps I'm wrong, though. It's happened before. For instance, I thought only chasseurs were in the business of killing witches. Yet here you are.
His eyes fell to the balisarda still strapped to my chest.
Not a chasseur.
My fingers curled around the hilt protectively. It's a powerful weapon. It'd be foolish to stop carrying it. The words sounded defensive, even to me. At his superior expression, I added, and killing Morgan is different. She wants to kill us, too.
So much killing,
he mused, flipping the card between his fingers. I still couldn't see its face, only the golden black paints on its back. They swirled together into the shape of a skull, a leering skull with roses in its eyes and a snake twined between its teeth.
You say you're no longer a chasseur. Prove it. What card am I holding in my hand?
Jaw clenched. I ignored the soft hiss in my ear. You're the psychic. How should I know?
Seek us. Seek us. Seek us.
His smile finally slipped. A cold stare replaced it, chilling me to the bone.
Let me be clear. Claude may trust you, but I don't. It's nothing personal, he added, shrugging. I don't trust anyone. It's how people like us stay alive, isn't it?
People like us. The words hung between us, sentient, and the hiss in my ear grew louder, more insistent.
We have found the lost ones. The lost ones are here. Seek us, seek us, seek us.
I know what you want from me,
he said, voice hard with finality.
So I'll ask you one last time. What card am I holding?
I don't know,
I ground out, slamming the door and the voices, retreating from their unholy shrieks. My hands shook with the effort. Sweat beaded my brow.
Tell me if you figure it out.
Toulouse's lips pressed tight in disappointment. He returned the card to his deck, rising to his feet. Terry shadowed his movements.
Until then, I'd appreciate it if you stay away from me, Captain. Oh, and
he flashed another smile, casting a sly look in my mother's direction.
Good luck with your performance.